update. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind. Real simple question, what's on your mind? And it's how we begin each and every day. Are you ready to tell us what's on your mind? 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. This is very funny. I have not been in this seat for a couple of days. Good morning, Mr. Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm kind of messy.
Are you?
Yeah. We had some people giving us food yesterday, and I'm sorry I didn't tidy up my station.
Well, that's quite all right. Nobody needs to know about that.
Okay.
You just told them all. But
I did. Well, I was feeling somewhat.
You were eating here yesterday?
Well, I had a small.
You said there was 50 people in the studio yesterday?
Well, there was a wonderful group of kids and people from the jail ministry, and it was a throng of souls that were so full of generosity.
Well, that's very sweet.
These kids gave forward, they're helping people.
What's really odd to me, and this is all inside baseball, I apologize to everybody listening, but I'm looking at a screen that has been locked since Tuesday. It has all the callers that were waiting to call Heidi Heitkamp.
Really?
Have you been looking at that all week?
No.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that is, but I think it needs to be rebooted or something, but anyway, long story short, it's a little chaotic here this morning, and that stuff happens every now and then. So, you know, that's the great thing about radio professionals like Mark and I. We just marshal on. We just, you know, it doesn't bother us. We just keep rolling. My son's email is up here. I'm not sure why that is, but maybe he took over the studio while I was gone.
He could well have.
Yes. His email doesn't do me much good when I'm getting ready to do the show, see, so I don't have the show sheet. I don't have anything today, as a matter of fact. Is our producer Chris here, or would he be? Oh, he'd be late. Yeah, that might be part of the problem, too. Yeah, so anyway, just a little chaotic here today on this Friday.
Well, maybe we're just all excited about the Olympics or something.
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, the Olympics, I haven't been paying much. I did watch for a little while last night. Are you watching? Are you paying close attention?
Last night I spent the last night. I'm sorry. I watched the last game of the Wild for 20 days, and they played a monstrous game. So I had to choose. I did peek over at Abbott having a lot of trouble with his skating problems.
Is that right?
Yeah, the four-time American national champ fell and struggled and stumbled and really blew it.
That's not good.
No.
Steve Hallstrom will be here a little later, and we'll have Steve Sports Saturday. So we'll talk a little bit about what he'll be talking about tomorrow on Steve Sports Saturday. You're going to do a little sports report here a little later on in the program. And we have Sam Frieden's going to join us from the new Pinnacle Travel Center in Tioga. And the Pinnacle Travel Centers, both Stanley and Tioga, are just these amazing places. I mean, they are. You know, I grew up making pit stops at Scenic Station stores on the way to and from home to the lake, right? And you still do it here. You know, I stop in Lake Park or you stop in Audubon, you know, and a Scenic's, you know, place is where you get a fill of gas, maybe a bag of chips, maybe a pizza, and every once in a while you can go over and, you know, maybe a pair of gloves or something, right? You know, at your kind of convenience stores along the highway. Well, the Farmers Union Co-op Oil Companies, the Scenic's brands in the Bakken, are unlike anything. This is not your father's Scenic store.
That's for sure.
You know, it's just incredible. It really is.
Enormous business.
And, you know, the wonderful thing is that the same history, the same heritage of the Farmers Union Oil Company is still there. Still the same people that run it. It's just, I mean, the travel center in Tioga, to me, is a Walmart. It's a Walmart
well,
with a lot better food, with a business center. You know, there's a, you know, hair care salon. There's, you know, showers. It's unbelievable.
You just would never expect it in a town of that size. But it's terrific truck traffic, and they go through an enormous amount of product there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and everything, you know.
So anyway, Sam's going to be here. They have a fun little promotion coming up, a Bock and Wine promotion that we're going to be telling you about. Yeah. So anyway, we're looking forward to that. And we're also going to tell you a little bit about the Purses for a Purpose event. They're raising funds for service dogs for vets. So we're going to tackle that debate today.
Is that in Jamestown?
It is, yeah, which is a neat deal. NDSU football coach Chris Kleiman will be here. They have the championship trophy in Bismarck this afternoon, and they also have a new recruiting class, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to chat with a couple of University of Mary students, Joe Berger and Brock Schauer. They're doing a Bike to Believe fundraising project. They are biking 2,500 miles, Mark. That just has aches and pains written all over it. Can you imagine?
Especially in the rain and in the snow.
Oh, my gosh. Going to be unbelievable.
Anyway, heroic.
Yeah. And a couple other stories we're going to tackle today on the program. Watford City, which is in the listening audience of our AM 1090, the Flag West, out in the Tioga, needs a new high school. And you know what? There's a lot of places that need new schools in the Bakken because schools are bursting at the seams and growing like crazy. That's a good thing. But somebody, somewhere, has decided to put a price tag of $100 million on this high school in Watford City.
No.
Yes, I'm not kidding you. I mean, that is just, I've never heard of such a thing. The Ralph Engelstad Arena. The Ralph Engelstad Arena costs $100 million, right? Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
They need another bid.
Yeah, and by the way, there is such a thing as a Bakken premium.
Oh, no doubt about it.
But. Yeah, I mean, everything costs more in the Bakken because there's a, you know, I mean, if you build buildings, you're quite honestly in demand, right? So anyway, that's part of it. But something's wrong with this picture. I don't know what it is, but I want to find out. So we're going to talk about that. Also, on the other side of the state, Shanley's baseball coach of 14 years is saying that his contract was not renewed due to a complaint about a text message.
Oh.
Have you followed the story?
No.
You haven't followed it at all? There was a story in yesterday's forum about it, and evidently the coach took the text to the newspaper, and I guess I don't know if he's doing it or parents are doing it on his behalf, but some folks are rallying support behind the baseball coach. And I always feel for administrators in cases like this because, obviously the fired employee can say whatever they want and people that are supporters can say whatever they want. The administration cannot because it's a personnel issue. You know what I mean? So, but here's what it looks like on the face to me. It looks like we don't know the whole story. That's the sense I have, that we just don't know all of the facts because I have to say the text that he sent to his baseball players seems to me about to be a caring coach who might be a little ticked off that the players aren't, you know, engaged to the level they need to in preseason training. That's coach's job, isn't it?
You think so?
To motivate them, and you obviously got to do it within bounds. And it's always a good idea when you're ticked to not push send on that text till you read it a few times and maybe sleep on it. You know what I mean? And this may be a case where maybe wouldn't have sent it to have it do it all over again. But I'm not sure it's a firing offense. So that's why I say I'm guessing. I don't know. I have no inside baseball in this. Not talked to anyone about it. I'm guessing there's more to this story that we don't know and that the school just simply can't say. You follow me?
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So that's one of the topics we're going to tackle today. Both are local stories that are interesting. The outrage over the Biggest Loser weight loss of this woman that lost 60% of her body weight interests me. You know, Mark, I lost 180 pounds. I did it from the miracle of medicine. A good doctor by the name of Dr. Mike Howell performed a Roux-en-Y gastric bypass on me because my weight was up and down and, you know, I lost it through Nutrisystem, then gained it back, and it was just, you know, up
yo-yo.
And down. I was a yo-yo. So the Roux-en-Y thing really worked for me. Now, in my case, I lost more than I was ideal, but it was never a case of, you know, health-wise being threatened, and it took me a while to get back to where I wanted to be. To me, that was good. I'd rather lose too much than not enough, right? Because some people, when they do those, don't lose enough.
But you look good. And think about how good your feet feel and knees and stuff.
Oh, I mean, I'm a new person, you know, and that was 2005, so it seems like a light years ago. But here's the interesting thing about this. This woman is getting a lot of the same grief I did. I happened to be on TV while I was losing my weight, so people thought I was dying because every night I was on WDAY talking about the next day's show. And, you know, they literally saw those pounds shed off, so they'd come up to me and say, "Are you okay? What's happening?" You know? But I think there's more bias towards people who are have lost too much weight than there are to people that are overweight. But I think this is sort of a just kind of, I don't know, North Dakota, Minnesota nice thing. Isn't it rude to comment on people's weight, whether you think they're too heavy or too light?
Yeah.
It's still rude, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, there's a lot more overweight people than underweight people. And I think we got some jealousy going on. She looks great.
You think that's what it is?
I do.
Oh,
I can get the root of it.
All right. We'll talk about Bakken wine when we come back and tackle more of the headlines at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Things to do in the whole wide world. You know why I like hitting the road too, Mark?
Because you like to drive with your knee.
Don't tell all my secrets.
I'm sorry.
It makes Mark nuts when I drive with my knee. But the question was, do you know where I like to go most when I'm on the road again?
Where you like to go?
Yeah. If I'm hitting the road, where do I like to go? Tioga!
You do. You like going out there.
Of course I do. Tioga's our westernmost broadcast hub for the Common Sense Club, as well as my show, What's on Your Mind, and of course our radio station, the only talk radio on the Bakken, KTGO 1090 Radio. And we're very proud of our new partnership with the Pinnacle Travel Centers. And Pinnacle is that brand serving excellence. You see the Cenex sign. That's, of course, you know, the new Tioga Travel Center right there on Highway 40, just north of Highway 2 apiece. And, of course, everybody knows about the old Bakken Central Cenex location. That, too, is a Pinnacle Travel Center. They're both fantastic. Sam Frieden is on the phone with us right now to tell us about a wonderful idea that they are doing at the Pinnacle Travel Centers. How are you, Sam?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
Glad to have you on. What is Bakken Wine?
Okay, Bakken Wine is a very special product that we made a few years back. It's, like, incredibly special just to Northwest North Dakota. It's really a great novelty gift for those working in the Bakken that kind of want to send their family something home. It's a very special product. And it's a synthetic oil blend packaged in a wine bottle. And so obviously you don't drink it, but it's like, it's just a really, really cool, unique gift idea. And the great thing about this product is that all the proceeds go to local charities. So in Tioga, we've got the Tioga Park Board, which is planning on building a new community pool this summer. And we really are looking forward to giving all the profits that come from the Bakken Wine Program back to the community so that we can get this pool up and running in Tioga. And then in Stanley, we're giving it to the Stanley Women of the Day. And they do wonderful things for the community, and we're looking forward to partnering with them to see what we can really put all of this profit towards. So.
And by the way, it's priced right. It's $9.99 if you walk in and get a bottle of the Bakken wine, but with a purchase, it's only $4.99, right, Sam?
That's right. Yep, cheapest bottle of wine you'll be able to find, but it's the finest quality, so.
Yeah, exactly right. And the best part of this is you're saying every penny of this goes to these worthy causes. The pool project is something the kids in Tioga have wanted for a long, long time. The youth are really behind this, and they have a bid out on it. They got a little bit of a Bakken premium, so it's more expensive than they first thought. They're trying to rework that right now, so they need fundraisers like this ultimately to make it happen. But all the proceeds go to those worthy causes, right?
That's right.
Mark, you have a question for Sam?
Yeah, what are the benefits of this Bakken wine?
Well, it's, you know, like I said, all the profits go towards charity, and then it's also just a great novelty gift idea. A lot of, you know, these guys working out here left their families for a season and kind of want to, you know, explain what, you know, what this is all about up in the Bakken. This is a gift that really kind of encapsulates that idea of how North Dakota has changed and how it's moving forward, and it's just kind of, you know, all the things that are going on here. Get a bottle of Bakken wine, and they'll kind of have something to take home with them to remind them of all the time they spent here and you know, all the things that they got blessed with because of this this product. So
yeah, so it's the nice thing about it is that obviously you know, it's in a decorative bottle, so this is really a for lack of a better term, a conversation piece that people would have in their homes, or if loved ones are elsewhere while they're sitting there with others or sons or daughters are working away in the Bakken, it's something just to kind of remind them, and it has some of that sweet crude Bakken oil right in it, right?
Oh yeah, yep. You can sit on the couch and stare up at the fire mantle and say, you know, hey, remember that one time we went to work in the Bakken, and then, you know, pull down that bottle of, you know, Bakken oil and say, yeah, I extracted this. This is what I worked for, and this is what, you know, I was a part of. So.
And I tell you, the Bakken crude, in all seriousness, is some of the best oil on the planet. I mean, that's the thing about the Bakken crude. It is a, you know, it belongs in a wine bottle.
It's sweet.
It is. It's sweet crude, you know. I mean, this
that's
is
right.
Really, this is really a neat thing. And tell us about the label. Describe the bottle itself.
So on the front label, we actually have two different types of wine. So there's the three-fourths formation, and then there's the Bakken formation wine. So you've got two different options there. And so there's, you know, two different types of labels for each formation. And so on the front of each label, however, there is a, you know, a pumping unit in a field in North Dakota. So, it's, you know, you can clearly tell this is North Dakota. It's prairie, and there are no trees. and there is a pumpkin you just square in the center of it. And so it's really artistically done. It looks very nice. It's not loud. It's a very smooth and clear picture that really does depict, North Dakota oil region. So.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And the best part, again, this goes to worthy charities in Tioga, to the pool project. This is the community pool project that park board is working on, and the kids are a part of. And then in Stanley, all the proceeds go to the Stanley Women of Today organization. So $9.99 a bottle with any purchase. It's $4.99. Where do folks find them in the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Sam?
Well, we've got a display set up in the dining area. And then if you go up to the cashiers, whenever you go up and buy your food, there's a few bottles sitting right up there. Ask them all about it, and they'll be able to answer any questions that you have. And, yeah, so they're all over. And that's in the Travel Plaza. And then at the Stanley store, there's also a display set up there, and you can ask one of the cashiers as well, and they'll have them up there. So,
by the way, there's no better place to eat. There is no better place to eat. I mean, the home cooking is just like mama makes at the Travel Plazas, both in Stanley and Tioga Pinnacle. You're probably already thinking about what you're going to have for lunch today, right, Sam?
Oh, yeah. You can always guarantee it's hot and fresh. And I've been working here for a long time, and I've never got sick of the food. But that's saying something.
I mean, there's a lot of choices. There's, I'm into the mashed potatoes and the roast beef dinners and the hearty meal. It's fabulous. It really is fantastic.
Yeah, you definitely get your bang for your buck when it comes to the food here at Pinnacle. So.
Exactly. And once you have the chow, then you've made a purchase. Now you can buy a bottle of Bakken wine, $4.99, and send it home. I'm thinking maybe, send that home for your sweetie for Valentine's Day. You know, it might be a perfect little gift for somebody for Valentine's Day, or family members, or whatever. It's, again, a memento to commemorate all the good hard work that goes on in the Bakken. Well, it's a neat deal, and I love the fact that it all goes to charity. Nice of the folks at Pinnacle to do that. So, Sam, all the best to you, and have a great day today.
All right. You too, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. Good to talk to you. Hope folks stop it. We're going to be broadcasting live one day soon from the Pinnacle Travel Center, and hope folks come on in. As I said earlier, if for folks that have not been to the Bakken, it's like a Walmart Plus, these Pinnacle Travel Centers. I mean, everything you need is in one place. It really is absolutely amazing. That new business center is really incredible in the Tioga Pinnacle Travel Plaza. They have this big, you can do blueprints. Big, huge blueprints.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's got this massive printer in it, all the way down to business cards,
Very cool.
And there's a lot of people that sit in there and go through the business, the blueprints. A lot of blueprints being cranked out in the Bakken.
That's for sure.
There's a lot happening. All right, we'll get back to some news headlines for you next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes. Twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Your mind with Mark the Freedom Poet. I'm Scott Hennen. Steve Hallstrom coming up here in a bit. Give us a preview of what's happening on Steve Sports Saturday. I don't know if they'll be talking about this tomorrow, but it is kind of a newsy story. This story about the Shanley baseball coach has become a big deal. I know you haven't been following it closely, but essentially do you have the story there in front of you from yesterday's forum? I have it if you don't. And we probably should read the text, because that's what this is all about, really, right? This is a coach communicating with his players via text. And now the John Paul II schools are a school that, have a pretty clear vision and mission, right? And, I think you need to read the text and say, okay, a coach that coaches baseball for that team, sending out that text message to his players, does that fit? And as I said earlier, I don't think if this coach was answering the question rationally, he'd say he'd send that again. All right? In other words, you can read that and say it's at air.
Heat of the moment.
Right. And quite honestly, that's probably where it should end. Right? Because if you do something that you shouldn't have done, and it violates, the principle of the school and what you stand for, you're going to suffer the consequences, and he clearly has. Okay. Now, the first time I read the text, I thought no big deal. I've read it again, and I think it doesn't fit, right? And it is I think the bigger issue. I'm going to set the text aside for a second. I think the character of the coach is being revealed, and I don't think it's favorable in how he's handled it since.
Oh, I see.
You follow me?
Sure.
Because basically we're whining, we're stirring it up, we're going to the newspaper, we're showing the text, and now families get involved, and sides get picked, and I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So I'm going to set aside, and don't know enough about the rules and how coaches are supposed to communicate with kids, and then what is the tone, but I think it's fair to say anybody who wrote that text, sent it to their players, in his case baseball players, would look at it in retrospect to say, I should not have done that. All right? So there are consequences for such decisions, especially when you work for a school that has a set of standards that are very clear to everyone. Here's what we're about. All right? But I'm going to set that aside because I think, quite honestly, I know all I need to know now about the situation because of how it's been handled since. Rather than taking responsibility for the action, saying I shouldn't have done that, whatever, we're trying to stir the pot and gone down that direction. So that's my take on it. But I, these stories, I see that Kevin Schneff in the forum today has a story about parent-coach issues, a growing concern. And North Dakota could use a law to help protect coaches. And so they're tying a few of these stories together. And whenever these happen, you kind of get into, you know, our parents meddling. And I don't believe that's the case here at all, that the parents have been meddling. I think I think that you have, again, roles and coaches that have a set of standards. And when they don't follow them, do you start bending the rules? Do you say, well, it's okay for him, but not for that one? You know what I mean? So I don't know. What's your take on it?
Well, I didn't read the text. Are we going to read that?
Would you like to?
Yes.
Would that help the situation?
I think so.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in the dark. I'm sorry I didn't find that story.
No, that's quite all right. That's quite all right. There's a picture of him in the paper yesterday holding up the text with the whole thing. And like I say, that's what's going on here. Joel Swanson stands by his actions 4 days after he lost his job as head baseball coach at Chandler High School because of a text message he sent players. The text sent to 8 starting athletes on the team and assistant coach Luke Rusted received a complaint from a parent and was deemed threatening by school administrators. His contract wasn't renewed. Poor attendance at once-a-week non-mandatory gym sessions prompted Swenson's text. He said Thursday that he would not change much about the text message if he could do it again. See, this to me is revealing of his character. I look back and read what was sent out, and maybe there were a couple words I would not have used. If I did it over, I probably would not have used the word pathetic, but other than that, there's nothing in there I would change at all if I did it over again. The incident highlights a thorny problem for coaches and teachers in this era of ultra-fast communication. How do you get your message across to kids? Blah, 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 blah. Where is it here? I'll find the actual text, okay? Do I have it here? Anyway, they talk with a bunch of different coaches here and talked about it. This has really become more of a soap opera than it should have been, quite honestly. I've got to find the text from a different story. Sorry. Here it is. By the way, he did say what was said to him by the school officials, the superintendent and the athletic director, saying they told me the text message was considered threatening in tone and wording. They went on to say it violated Shanley's values and that my contract would not be renewed. And I think it does violate their rules, as I say. I mean, rules are rules, right? Here's what it says. The text goes into great length about Swanson's expectations for the 2014 season and his displeasure with players having poor attendance at non-mandatory gym sessions. Here's the quote. We are 2 months into open gyms, and obviously all of you are satisfied with the last year's title. The message reads, we are the team that will have a target on our backs. We are the team that everyone throws their ace against. We are the team everyone wants to beat this year. I'm sick of stupid excuses to not come to open gym. If you want to be an athlete, commit to it. 1 hour a week is not too much to ask if you want to be an athlete. If you make an excuse not to come, then you're telling me what kind of athlete you are. I cannot require you to come, but I thought I would have a group excited to try and defend a title, not to make excuses and not care. Some of you are not even in a sport right now, which is even more pathetic. I will not send out another message like this, but some of you may be in for a rude awakening when the season comes and you're not in the lineup due to a younger player that puts in the time. I don't think a Shanley coach is going to get by with sending a text like that. And the fact that he reads it and says, I sent it. What do you think?
First of all, if he's got an issue with a player, it's with that player and him. It's not a blanket shotgun at the whole group.
Good point.
Pathetic is just not a good word. These are young kids. They got full lives. If you got a problem with one of them not showing up, say, I wish he'd come more.
I want to hear from folks on this. We're going to spend some time on this today. 855-200-1776. Steve Sports Saturday is coming up tomorrow. We love that from 9 to 11 right here on AM 1100 The Flag. And our good buddy Steve Hallstrom has a preview. Steve, what's happening this weekend?
Hey, thanks, Scott. We've got a great show set for tomorrow. Anybody who's been following college football this week knows that it was a huge Wednesday as college football scholarship programs have signed athletes letters of intent. We're going to check in a lot of NDSU and talk a little bit about what NDSU has coming in. We'll also visit with Steve Wilhockway at MSU Moorhead and find out how many kids are coming to play football for the Dragons this fall. And we'll also check in with the Cobbers as well and see how Terry Horan is doing over in Moorhead also. Hey, have you been following the Olympics? How about the storylines coming out of Sochi? Yellow water, can't flush the toilets, people fearing for their safety. What are we sending our athletes into? We'll ask some questions and talk about that with Dustin Moore, our executive producer of Steve Sports Saturday. And we'll also be talking about the game of the year in the Summit League for men's basketball, NDSU hosting Fort Wayne on Saturday night, and that's going to be a great battle at the BSA, so we'll preview that one as well. We are always live at Vision Bank every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. The folks at Vision Bank always make us feel at home. It's a great place for us to do our show from, so we'll be glad to be there again tomorrow. And reminder, we also have some lift passes and tubing certificates at Buena Vista Ski Area down by Alexandria, so we'll be giving those away to good calls tomorrow as well. Every week, more and more people are listening to Steve Sports Saturday. I hope you're one of them. Make sure you spread the word. It's a great thing that we've got going, and we are loving having this show grow a little bit every week. People, have a great weekend. Have a great Friday, and we'll see you tomorrow on Steve Sports Saturday, 9 a.m., right here on AM 1100 The Flag.
Thank you, Steve. That was really concise. And he's talking about the sports story that's dominating the whole world, and probably the part of the story that Putin doesn't want to hear. Hotels unfinished, lacking basic necessities such as hot water, yellow water, dirty water. One person writing in the Star Trib today said she went into her room Wednesday night and the door handle snapped off, you know. Then something else that caught her eye, we're talking about Maria Lamb, a couple of Russian soldiers carrying machine guns. She pulled over for an impromptu photo op. They didn't speak English, but obliged her nonetheless. I think they were fairly disappointed that I wasn't terrified of them. They were trying really hard not to laugh at me. Anyway, Putin, and not only that, the terrorist threat is real. And a lot of anxiety. Imagine the parents. Imagine the mothers of the kids that are over there speed skating or getting ready to play hockey or whatever they're doing. And you got to feel some like they're in some sort of a war zone, you know, with all of the threats and all of the terror going on. So but then the first night of skating, figure skating, Abbott, the four-time champ, fell down and really, really bombed big time. So he dealt the American skating team kind of a setback. He can still win. They got a couple of more nights to do that. That was sort of the big story of the opening night. We got the opening exercises tonight, the ceremonies, which is dramatic, and the venues are just gorgeous, but the hotels and the amenities are not gorgeous. The last hockey game for 20 days or so during the big Olympic break was just wonderful to see how the Wild are playing. They're just really looking good. They won in overtime last night, 3-2. Niederreiter played great. He different hero every night. Koivu isn't even there, and they don't know whether or not he's going to be able to play for Finland. But Niederreiter got a goal and an assist. So the Wild have come into this break with great energy. They've surged well. You know, they've got actually several points lead into the eight teams. They're like seventh place and challenging for moving up the ladder, which improves their seeding as they get ready to go. So very, very encouraging to watch the Wild's performance, the goalie's performance. They got three goalies. Look like they're going to go that way the rest of the year because of Harding's MS. So very, very impressive. The Timberwolves played great without three of their starters. Almost won. So now it'll be focusing on the Olympics, the Wild, and the Bison. Tune in. We'll be back soon.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com. USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, has done it again with another great special. Brian Burgraff, tell us more.
The Scott Hennon offer that we have out there, when that's $75 for any room that's available when you call in midweek, and or $99, which includes the room plus 2 hours of snowmobile rental on one of our great Polaris sleds.
It's the room and the snowmobile rental, $99 a night.
Yeah, it is.
You can't go wrong with that special.
You can't. And again, that's any room.
If you need to, you can actually take that the 2 hours and add on more hours at a reasonable price as well. So
yes,
if you want to go 4 hours instead of the 2 hours, you can do that too.
And by the way, the best part of that deal is literally they start the snowmobile for you. You hop on, you go. I mean, it's right out the door. You're on the trail.
Right out the door here. The Heartland Trail is right outside our back door. You hop on that, and you can go for miles, literally hundreds of miles.
To book the Scott Snowmobile Special, go to chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call 888-CHASE-06. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I'm so sick of the cold, I can't even begin to tell you. 5 below in Fargo, 4 below in Grand Forks, Jamestown 3 below, Devil's Lake -6, Wahpeton 6 below, Valley City 4 below at this hour in the patch, Minot -4, Williston's at 0, Williston's at 8 below, I can't read. Tioga at 9 below, Stanley 8 below, Dickinson 9 below, Sydney, Montana 13 below. Yikes! You know, it's been colder, so it isn't that. It's just that it's just no relief. It will be 14 today, but wind chill values down there with the southwest wind. 14 in Fargo, sunny skies, the wind chill value at -22. Clear tonight, about 12 below. 8 above tomorrow and sunny, but again, wind chill all weekend long. The patch, sunny and cold behind here, 7, but again, wind chill values -30. Tonight, 13 below. Wind chill tomorrow, partly sunny and cold. High near wind chills to -25. Yeah, same old stuff. Anyway, let's talk about something that's a lot more fun. Let's talk about helping our wounded warriors in North Dakota who need a service dog. This weekend, there is a wonderful event I really hope you can participate in. And our guest, Shelley Naniga, is here from Service Dogs for America to tell us about how you can help benefit North Dakota's wounded warriors in need of a service dog. Shelley, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I hope folks within the sound of our voice will head to Jamestown on Sunday between
two and six
and take this in. Tell us about the event you're doing.
Okay. The event, actually, we're the beneficiaries of it. The North Dakota veterans are and our service dogs. It's really kind of cool. We've got a group here, and they're calling themselves Paws Forward. And it's actually a group of volunteers that are taking a Dale Carnegie course. And within this course, I guess they're asked to pay it forward in their community. And so I had to present to their group and tell them a little bit about what we do and who we help, and they took us on. So to me, that's a really neat twist to this whole thing is these are absolutely wonderful, you know, three wonderful team members that want to help North Dakota veterans. So that's kind of where it came from. What it's all about is that it's a real cool event, and it's a purse exchange. And so we've had billions of purses donated to us, designer and designer-like purses that have been donated. And then if you want to come to the event, you either buy a VIP ticket or a general ticket, and you participate in the purse exchange. And that's going to happen at a certain period of time. But before then, we have a social hour going on. Almost every restaurant in Jamestown and some in Valley City are bringing light hors d'oeuvres, could be hot, cold, or sweet. And we have champagne from Cork and Barrel. We have a beer, kind of an Osti cider wine from Budweiser, Valley Sales. And we've got punch for the young ones and just all kinds of things. We've got about almost 40 silent auction packages. So there's lots of ways that you can pay it forward in your own way. And so we're really tickled to be able to put this on. It's just gotten, I know that the volunteers, the Pause Forward team, says this is way bigger than we ever thought it would be because so many people want to help our veterans. And I testified last year in front of the House and the Senate on behalf of veterans and the ones that need service dogs. And so far, the VA has not approved a payment for that type of for a service dog to go with a vet that has PTSD and or TBIs, which is traumatic brain injuries. So we're bringing data to them to prove that it is it's so much better than being a pharmaceutical guinea pig. And most of these individuals don't want to be on meds for the rest of their life. They want an alternative, and they want choices. And we've proven that a service dog can help reintegrate and calm that individual and actually reduce the meds. If they have a service dog that is trained and knows what to look for. And these dogs are so attentive and so sharp in what they do. I actually witnessed it with the veteran that was traveling with me. It's absolutely unreal what they can do. It's just, these canines are so smart.
They are, and as you say, a lot better than medicine. And these poor vets get pumped full of medicine. I have personal experience with this. Dear friends that have, TBI that came home and damn near died, pardon my French, because the VA pumped them full of meds that they didn't need. And meanwhile, a dog can save a life and help save the VA a lot of money, and they're idiots for not funding this stuff. It just makes me so mad. But you know what? In the meantime, while Shelley and her group are busting through that bureaucracy, things like going to a silent auction and a purse exchange and champagne and hors d'oeuvres, we can channel our frustration into a fun area and do some good.
We really can. And plus, this event is also bringing awareness. Again, when I testified, the state of North Dakota passed a bill on our behalf. And it's Bill 2344, and it is they're supplying a large amount of money, but they want us to be able to give four North Dakota veterans a service dog. But the money that they gave us does not cover the cost of the dogs. These dogs aren't cheap. It takes about a year and a half to train a dog to 2 years, depending on the individual and their needs. Okay, so it's between $15,000-$20,000 for each dog. I am so thankful for the state of North Dakota to recognize this need because
it's so darn important. Shelley, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm looking at the clock and we're going to run out of time in a second.
Okay.
Shelley's email address, by the way, if you want to help this organization, is Shelley, Shelley spelled S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, There's an E on the end, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, at ServiceDogsForAmerica.com. The event is Sunday in Jamestown, Quality Inn and Suites from 2 until 6. Only $20 for a ticket. VIP tickets, $25. Please help this worthy organization. Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.